Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Disha. Hi, Madhumati. Disha from Red FM.
Wow, okay. Hi.
I got a lovely message from you. I thought I must call back. Have you watched this movie called Parmanu?
I have.
And where were you in 1998?
I was getting married that year.
Wow, and did you hear about India's nuclear testing in Pokhran?
Yeah. We had. I mean, I did my PhD in international relations and I have been avid reader of Indian foreign policy. So I knew about it, yes.
Oh, and tell me, how do you think India's foreign policy is at this point, at this stage in the world?
Well, I have to say it has become more aggressive and maybe not more than that. I have to reserve my comments.
Yes, I understand. No, but I did mention that India was one of the first few countries to have a no first use policy.
Yes.
Which you mentioned China already had.
China also has, yeah. But then, you know, the interpretation would be different. I don't know. We say that we won't use it against a non-nuclear power.
Yeah.
And if we are attacked by a nuclear power, we will use it.
Yes.
And China, I don't know. I haven't read completely. But I do know that they have a no first use policy.
No, I think it'll be pretty safe to know how China will take this forward. If it needs to be used, they will use it the way they wish to use it. But
yes,
like you also mentioned, India was already a nuclear power by...
In 1975, yes.
But what I did understand was nobody was sure if those weapons even work or not.
Yeah, but we knew. But that's when we were being pressured to sign the nuclear non-proliferation treaty.
Ah.
And after that, CTBT, which is the test ban treaty. So we were being pressurized to sign those. And before signing the CTBT, we said, okay, we'll finish off our tests. And now we'll say we won't test again. And we'll say that we will have a no first use policy and we will not do anything about it.
And this was at a point when China and Pakistan were both
armed. They both were.
And America did not want us to be a nuclear-powered nation, and we did it. I mean, this is out of a thriller, a novel, a movie.
Yes.
The way we pulled this stunt off, it should actually be turned into one of these TV series. I hope somebody does at some point.
Yes. The Parman was really well done. I really liked the movie a
Me
lot.
Me too.
And the third point I mentioned about this chit that Narasimha Rao had passed on to Vajpayee ji during his inauguration was because during Narasimha Rao's time, they had failed.
I remember. And they've covered this in the movie also. It was quite embarrassing, that failure. And redemption was then done. Thank you so much. What a pleasure speaking with you and getting this insight from somebody who studied international studies. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye, Disha.
Bye. How lovely. My WhatsApp number is 9880935935. I'm going to reiterate, if you've not watched this movie called Parmanu, starring John Abraham, do check it out. And I'd love to hear your opinion after. I'm on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or on my WhatsApp number, 9880935935. Bajate raho. Happy National Technology Day to us. Morning number one, pe, Disha.
Morning number one, pe. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.